Hello, anybody home? Hello?
Nobody has shown up yet.
We are on page
Go find Donald.
Gotta find it. Go find Donald. What are you doing? Vidoy. Tark Mazar by Vidoy Amra Einstein. Person should be very careful when he says it. That's to say, with great humility, the previous rush, bending his head, and become welcome with a crying voice of a demolade and tears of his heart. A Manasseh lost over Kislev. He should not return to the mistake that he makes, to the foolishness. And when he's missing these conditions, the Heder ties him to his Sarah. He's missing good, and he's having bad. He chutz b'vaz his punim. It is audacious. Because I desire the concept, it's embarrassing. Ki echav Hashem b'kinos, Hashem will get angry, ki yomar. Hakivei obid nizel l'pechasecha. Would you say such a confession to your leaders? And l'ish k'maitzcha, if you want to say you're sorry to somebody, would you say it in this tone? Hayirtzcha, hayisa panecha, would he forgive you? V'aylam l'biyach, ma'albaynash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, woke to people from the embarrassment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maluli Hashem tzvokas yod nesanu kanusti b'kishikurim. And even if Hashem would, it's not in effect. No, I have no idea how to do this. It was like a Shvera Rambam. How am I supposed to know how to dial Google V? Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, he wrote Google V there. We didn't see it.
Hello?
Right, okay, so now we're doing this officially, so now I know what I'm doing. Okay, back to the thing. We would be lost. I'm going to say no banyenum. And the chum in our poverty, poverty, I guess, the mir arkenu, the lowness of our value. We still have to try our hardest. Hashem alakim yazulanu, Hashem will help us. The time of day when a person should imagine claiming the name Melech Ram Benisa, standing in front of a king, exalted, ayam benayra, frightening. I shall be lasse ein cheker, that there's no end to his greatness. Wavam and adam, and the person is a dirt, a hevel dama. Is headed for nothingness. And he should say, I sinned in front of you. Now, go pratcha masker, and every sin that he mentions, Yakshav, he should think he type high alarm. She yamas elof misas, he should die 1,000 deaths. And now do one small avera to anger his creator. He should think that he's telling over his problems in front of his father. It's bitter to him that he sinned. That he sins and can't hold himself back. And his eyes darken from seeing the greatness of his badness. And he's not even in pain and crying on his face. Where can I turn for help? Who should I tell my big tzara on the past and on the present? I have to run from you to you. That's the thing by the Rabbi Nishlam. You run away because you're frightened. But who do you run to? To the ones that can help you. Who can help you? The Rabbi Nishlam. To hide from your anger under your wings. And I will tell you my problems. Because you are my share. You will enlighten my candle with Sagir Chashki and brighten my darkness. Okay, so we are on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. We're going to review a little bit what we did on Friday. Basically, the Gemara has just said that Reb Shimon's opinion is, according to Avishia, Reb Shimon's opinion is that it makes no difference. Reuven died, and it makes no difference whether Shimon did Yibum first and then Levi was born, or Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibum. And the Gemara wanted to understand this. If Levi is born prior to the Yibum, why isn't Reuven's wife Eishes Achav Shlohei by Lombai? And the Gemara answered, because Zika Kiknusa. Zika creates a marriage. When Reuven died and Shimon was there, it's as if Shimon married her already. So when Levi is born, even though Shimon didn't do Yibum yet, but it's as if he did Yibum already. That's Zika Kiknusa. It's a biblical thing. The Gemara had a kasha on Reb Shimon. And the Gemara answered, there's a difference between when Reuven dies and there's one brother, and Reuven dies when there's two brothers. If Reuven dies and there's only one brother, then the Torah said, Ziki Kiknusa, since this is the only man that can either be Miyabim or Chayelitzer, the bond that exists is strong enough that we view her as Shimon's wife already. He can dispose of her, I hate to use that word, he can get rid of her by doing Chalitza. Or he can do actualize the Yibum. But the Zika, the bond itself, already made it that we view it as Shimon's wife. The Torah said he can get out of it by doing chalitza. But at this point, the minute Reuven dies, if Shimon is the only brother, according to Shimon, right, he would say that we view her as Shimon's wife. However, if Reuven dies and there's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, we can't view them as Shimon's wife and as Levi's wife. Can't say Zika Kiknusa then. So then at that point, Zika is not strong enough biblically. It has no biblical overtones. It's only rabbinic, but biblically there's nothing unless Maimer is done. And Reb Shimon is Mesupik. Is Maimer biblical or not? That's what we said on Friday. That's what we left the Gemara with. Correct the Gemara. We are in Dr. Testament Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Correct the Gemara. When we study Leila Reb Shimon, does Reb Shimon differentiate between 1 and 2? Meaning, you're telling me now that Reb Shimon does hold Zika Kiknusa when it's 1. He doesn't hold Zika Kiknusa when it's 2. Does Reb Shimon make that difference? The time you relearn. Kal Amar Reb Shimon. Kol Shalei Dekedemes L'Nesua. This is the rule. Reb Shimon said, if Levi is born prior to Shimon's Yibum, L'Chei Letzes V'Lei Mishavemes, then, when Shimon dies, there's no Chalitza, no Yibum, because Reuven's wife is Eishes Achav Shlohei by Lamai. And Shimon's wife is a tzara. Nesuin kaidem l'leida. If Shimon did Yibum prior to Levi's birth, Aichalat as I mishav emes, Levi was born and met her as Mrs. Shimon, then he can do either chalitza or Yibum. It's not Eishes Achav Shlohei by Lamai, because he met her as Shimon's wife. That's what Shimon says. He says this rule, that there's a difference between whether Levi is born first or Levi is born second. What? Which is exactly not like we just said.
You just assume that there's more than one brother.
No, frankly, my lab, isn't this bright to talk even if there's only one brother? So doesn't that prove that Zika Kiknusa doesn't even work by one brother? And for the Gemara Loi B'Shnei Yevamim, this bright is talking about when there's two brothers, that there's Shimon and Yehuda, and Reuven died, so there's no Zika Kiknusa. So if Shimon did Yibum and then Levi was born, it would be Mutter. If Shimon didn't do Yibum yet, can't say Ziki Kiknusa because they're two brothers. That's why this writer differentiates when Levi was born. Prior to Shimon's Yibum or post Shimon's Yibum? Because there was another brother there as well. So what are you telling me? That if there would only be one brother, even if Levi is born prior to Shimon's Yibum, he'd be able to do chalitza to Shimon's wife or Yibum to Shimon's wife? Ihachi. Somebody's calling me. Harvey Kogelman has rejoined the group. I don't know if that means he found the number or didn't find the number.
No, he has old number.
Yeah, you want to give him the new number? Ihachi, can these people talk here? Are they muted?
Ready to mute them all.
I don't want to mute them. I want to know if they can talk. Can anybody talk?
I can hear you, Rebbe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I guess they have to push star 6 to unmute themselves? I guess so. Anyway, Ihachi, if that's the case, why did the Braita contrast when Levi was born? Why didn't the Braita contrast, even if Levi is born prior to Yibum, whether there's one brother or two brothers? Ihachi, Adetani Nisuin Kaitim Leida, Eichel Letas Aimishavemes. Why did it say if Nisuin is before Leida, is either Chalitz or Yibum? Lips like we're listening to the dog. Why didn't we stay, even when Levi is born first, even when Levi is born first, there's a difference between one brother and two brothers. But Medvar Mamurim Bishnei Yivamim, when do we say that if Levi is born first, there is no, the is Eishes Akim Shalei by Lama is if there's two brothers. Wouldn't that be the simple way of putting it? Why is the Braita differentiating when Levi is born? Differentiate how many brothers there are. Because the way we're learning now, even if Levi is born first, if there's only one brother, it's chay l'tzun, it can be miyabim. Zog the Gemara, kula b'shnei yibamim k'mayri. Because the Braita would rather contrast when there are two yavim. When there are two yavim, the Braita would rather contrast that. And therefore, by two yavim, that's the difference. Levi is born first, it's Eishes Akim Shalei by Lamai. If Levi is born after the Yibum, once Shimon was Miyabim, I don't care how many brothers there were, and Levi is born subsequent to that, he can be Miyabim, Shimon's wife, when Shimon dies. That's how the Gemara answers. So far, we're good to go. Again, if there's only one brother, Ziki Kiknusa. It makes it as if it's Shimon's wife. If when Reuben died, he left two brothers, then it's not Kiknusa, so then it makes a difference when Levi was born. Was he born prior to the Yibum or after the Yibum? But if there's only one brother, it makes no difference. Because the minute Reuben died, she became Mrs. Shimon.
Who'd you marry?
Either her or Shimon's other wife. If Shimon dies without children, he can be Miyabim either to the lady who was once Reuben's wife.
This is Reb Shimon's
opinion. We're explaining Reb Shimon's opinion. Yes? I said that not... Logic. You can't be married to two men at the same time. It's very logical. If Shimon understands when the Torah said that this woman is stuck, the minute her husband dies, she has to wait for Yibum or Chalitza. It means the Torah created a bond. That bond is very, very strong. It makes her as if she's married. Two, if there's one man, you can say to him, there's two men, a woman can't be married to two men. She can't be married to two men. How can you say Ziki Kiknusa to two brothers? A woman that can't be married to two men. So obviously she can't be married at that point. Maybe, perhaps, but it makes no difference. Pashta's not even Drabonim according to Shimon. I don't know. He doesn't say anything about Ziki Drabonim. But it can't be biblical. You can't be married to two men. It's a very logical svara. But what we're saying now, and the Gemara's not bothered by that half. The Gemara's bothered by the half of Ziki Kiknusa to one man. It's a very huge chiddush. That's saying, here's a man, a woman, her husband died, she has no children. The chi of Yibum Mechalitza that her brother-in-law has creates a situation that says if she's already married to him. Now, she's not chayav misa for being mezana. Right, there are many halachas, but we view it as if she's already Mrs. Shimon, biblically. It can be made for her nadarim.
One brother now?
One brother. Shimon. Ziki Kiknusa. Ziki Kiknusa means totally married. Something in my mind. Totally to a spell. Almost totally married. But biblically tied to him. Frekti Gemara Lamai Klala. Frekti Gemara, so what does it mean, Klal? If you're telling me that the Bryce is only with two brothers, so it's really not a rule. Rule means all the time. This is not all the time. This depends if there's one brother or there's two brothers.
So it's really not a rule. Now, the Gemara never answers this question, because the Gemara doesn't really consider this as a deal-breaker. Because sometimes the Gemara will say a rule that only applies certain times. But the Gemara is bothered by it, but not enough that the Gemara feels that by itself it's a deal-breaker. V'yayid, Masiv Rav Eishiya. Now, this is not the same Rav Eishiya as before, because before it was Rav Eishiya that said the halacha right at the beginning of the Gemara. So if you look by me on the side, that I'm a Rabbi Eishiya. In the Gemara on Daf Yudches Amud Beis, it identified him as Rabbi Eishiya, and here it's Rabbi Eishiya. Two separate people. Rabbi Eishiya asked him what Rabbi Eishiya said from the following brisa: Gimu Akim, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achyas. Three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. I Isha Bita, or two of them are married to a woman and her daughter. I, Isha Bat Bita, or to a woman and a granddaughter. I, Isha Bat Bina, a different kind of granddaughter. Now, they both died, right? They both died. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. The truth is, I can pick any one of the four cases, but it's really redundant, just which Erev it is. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven died, and then Shimon died. Now, Levi has a key of Yibum to two sisters, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. So the Braisa says, and we learned this out from a pasuk, that since they are falling as an erva, we learn out from a pasuk that you can't do Yibum, because, really, simply put, it's a sister of your skuka. It's rabbinic, right? It's rabbinic. Reuven died, right? And Shimon died. Now, if Levi were to do Yibum to Reuven's wife, he's doing Yibum to his sister of Shimon's wife, who is bound to him rabbinically. This is Rabbanan talking. If he does Yibum to Shimon's wife, he's doing Yibum to he's bound to Reuven's wife rabbinically. So therefore, Rabbanan says we can't allow Yibum, because they're both Zakuk rabbinically to Levi, and therefore he does Chalitza and not Yibum.
To both of them?
To both of them. Because biblically, they're both, he has a mitzvah to both. He's not married to either. It's Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. He's not married to anybody. Rabbinically. This is called Achaisa Kukasai, but Zika is not a deraisa. Not a deraisa here. Yes. Reuven died first.
So right at that point, he's up to
2. 1 minute. Rabbanan don't hold Zika Kiknusa.
We're not talking to Rabbanan.
What? We're going in the sheet of Rabbanan. We're not in Rav Shimon now. Harei Luchotzis, Vulei Mitziab. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Elamai Kloa. Hayo be Yabim Echad Afilu Leid the Kedemis on the Su and Shari. He told me by one Yabim, even if Levi is born before Shimon marries her, it's Mutter. How could you say the words that if the Leda precedes the Nesuin, there's no Chalitza Yibum? Funny, Klal Amar Reb Shimon. He said it as a rule. It's not always that way. And based on Nesuin Masakrivus, if the two that were married to the relatives died, but Nafzul of Nash Lishi, and they fell in front of Levi, since they're both, he has a mitzvah of Yibum to both. Kapaga b'kreiba zikukasai. Right? In the case of sister, it's the sister of his zikuka. In the case of mother and daughter, it's the mother or daughter of his zikuka. Right? So therefore, in all those four cases, rabbinically, we don't let Yibum. Biblically, he's not bound to them. He has no relationship to them. It's a mitzvah. But rabbinically, it's a problem. So we say, no Yibum, yeah, Chalitza. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon says, there is no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza at all. And the Gemara will explain Reb Shimon's reasons later on. There's going to be a reason for Reb Shimon. We haven't gotten to the reason of Reb Shimon. Rashi, Reb Shimon Paiter, Atman HaChalitza, Kedigani L'kamam B'shmaitim Yilitzrar. He learns it out of a pasuk. Litzrar, we'll see it when we get there. Now, our problem is as follows. Reuven died. Shimon is married to Reuven's wife's sister. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum on him. He doesn't exist as far as Reuven's wife is concerned. But remember, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. I'm picking one of the cases. Reuben died. There's only one brother really here, Levi. Because Shimon is not a player here. He's married to Reuben's wife's sister. She's an heir to him. There's no Zika. There's no mitzvah to Shimon. So Shimon is a non-entity. Reuben died. He left two brothers. But one brother is a name only. It makes no difference here because he's married to Reuben's wife's sister. So really, there's only one brother here. So the minute Reuben dies, Levi Zika Kitzusa. Then Shimon dies. Shimon's wife is an Achayt Yishkai. Ziki Kiknusa made this lady like Levi's wife. Again, Reuven died. Listen to the case. Reuven died. Reuven and Shimon are married to two brothers, to two sisters. Reuven died on January 1st. At that moment, if you hold like Reb Shimon, there's only one brother that's a player here, and that's Levi. Ziki Kiknusa makes it that as if Levi is married to Reuben's wife. On June 1st, Shimon died. Shimon's wife is now following the Yibum Levi, who's already married to her sister, through Ziki Kiknusa. So what should happen is that Levi should be able to be Miyabim Reuben's wife, because it's Ziki Kiknusa, and Shimon's wife should go free, because she's a sister of the Erva. That's not what Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon says both women go free. According to Reb Shimon, that Ziki Kiknusa works by one brother, the minute Reuven dies, she should be married to Levi, Ziki Kiknusa, so that Levi should be able to do Yibum to her. Shimon's wife goes free because she is a sister of Levi's new wife through Ziki Kiknusa. But Reuven's wife, why should she go free? As soon as Reuven died, Ziki Kiknusa made it that she was already married to Levi. So why can't Levi consummate that marriage? Zogt die Gemara, wie ist auch gedeiht doch gesubber? Reb Shimon Ziki Kiknusa, dam yet liyabim kemaisa, let him do yibum to Reuven's wife, betifter idach. The other one is a wife's sister. Reb Shimon says they're both punter, from a new Xeris HaKosov that the Gemara will tell us later. This is a simple case. Reuven died, she's zokel to Levi only. Shimon is not a player. He's married to his wife's sister. So Reuven is the only one brother is a player here. Levi. Ziki Kiknusa makes it Levi's wife. Why can't Levi do Yibum to her? He already is married to her. He's already Kiknusa, biblically. So why does Reb Shimon say there's no chalitz or yibum for Reuven's wife? Shimon Paiter. The Bryce says, the Tanakhama said, Chotz is Mitz Yabmais. Reb Shimon Paiter. He said, no chalitz and no yibum. Rashi. The Yabma Kamaisa, Ahid enough liberation. The one that died fell first. I feel a little hispic lakansa. Even if he didn't actually consummate it, Achenaf lachaisa, my yikbaslan. To have a Ziki Kamaisa Kiknusa. Let the first Ziki be like he married her already. The Tifter Batsraisim Shemachais Isha. And the second one is a wife's sister. Because Levi already married Reuven's wife. Because of Ziki Kiknusa. The Kamaisa Tisyabim, the Kiyab Mechadayma. It's really like one Yabim. Amar Rab Amram, my Paiter, Nami Paiter Bishniya. You're right. When Rab Shimon Paiter, he didn't mean both of Paiter. He meant he can do Yibim on the first one. And the second one is Pater. Bashi Bishniya, Shinaf Lachraina. Einokinami, Levi can do Yibum to Reuven's wife, Ziki Kiknusa. When he said Pater, he means Shimon's wife is Pater. Dr. Gemara, first of all, Dr. Gemara, the Tanya of Shimon Pater Bishneya. The other Brisa, in the same case, says of Shimon Pater is by both of them. Right? Both of them. Going to you, he does not potter by both of them. He only potters by one. Amarava shniya shebezugzeh, bashniya shebezugzeh. So Rava answers, shot is as follows. Let me set this up. Reuven and Shimon were married to multiple wives. One of them, one of the set of wives were sisters. And one of the set of wives was a mother and a daughter. And one of the set of wives was another mother and a granddaughter. And a fourth set of wives was another mother and a granddaughter. So it's not pshat that either sisters or mother, brother, daughter, or mother, granddaughter, or mother, granddaughter. Reuben and Shimon were each married to four wives. And then Reuben died. So Eino Chinami, one of Reuben's wives will be Ziki Kignusa. The other of Reuben's wives and all of Shimon's wives will be Pater because of Erva. So Reb Shimon Pater Bishneihen doesn't mean both Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife. It means Reuben's other wives besides one and Shimon's all his wives. That's what the Gemara is translating when he says Pater Bishneihen. Shnei Shibizuk Zeh. So then it should have said four, not two. If you're telling me that they're all married to four wives, because you're learning it's all one case, so then it shouldn't say paita b'shteyan, just say paita by four of them. Also, right, by bazuki, the oiktani. First of all, the bride had said either sisters or mother-daughter or mother-granddaughter. I should have said part by four. So this is clear. This answer doesn't work. We're still back to Akasha. Why can't Reuven do Yibum to Levi's wife? Coin of Shimon. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shnei Shimon Zubzeh. My Shloisha Achim Shnaimem Nesum Shtei Achis. They were married two sisters. V'yishobita. And a woman and her daughter. U'meisu Shnaim V'nav L'vnei Ashlishi. Achas Min Rishaynim Mitzyavemeth. One of the first ones can have Yibum, because of Zikki Kiknusa. Ushtayim Achroides Paturis, the Chodim and Arishayides Chashiva Kiknusa, Mishavemeth. One of them is considered Kiknusa and have Yibum. Vashniyas Paturis, Achas Mishav Erva, the Haimanayim and Arishayides Chashiva Kiknusa, the one of the first ones that you consider Kiknusa, whatever one you pick that he's going to do Yibum to, is the Chodim Kriyvim Ushtayim Vashniyas, has a relative in the second wife, husband's wife. Nimtza Achas Yaitim Mishav Erva, meaning basically, if he's married, let's take just two cases. Reuben is married to one sister and a mother, and Shimon is married to the other sister and a daughter. Right? So let's say Kiknusa is on the sister, so the other sister is an Erva, and the other woman is her Tzara's Erva. So they all go out. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. The Kiddush in this Gemara, let me just finish the Rashi. The Katoi Rabbi Bahana Rabu Azubi, the Masnitzin. They're all falling. It's a mistake. First of all, the bride just split them into four cases. He's not married to all of them. They're all married to him. They're all married to four. The comers of Shimon, the Akas, and the Shanim, and the Javim, and the Zashnias, Paturas, are busting me more late. He should have said, four are Pater. The Adalish Nias, because there are four women. That's so far the question. We have another question coming up. But the Akhwedim points out that the Gemara is willing to live with the following Svara. Again, I won't be able to explain. I've just pointed it out. We said before that if they're two brothers, we don't say Zikki Kiknusa. How can two brothers be married to the same woman? Right, Reuben dies and leaves two brothers. You don't say Zikki Kiknusa, even according to Shimon. How about if Reuben dies and leaves two wives, and there's one brother? You say Zikki Kiknusa when there are two wives. If by two brothers, you don't say Zikki Kiknusa. Why not? Because you don't know which one she's Kiknusa. Reuben died and leaves two brothers. So even if Shimon, who says Zikki is like marriage, would agree that in that case it's not like marriage. So why if Reuben dies and leaves two wives?
You can only have one.
Oh, you can only be having one woman. You can't be having more than one wife. You're only allowed to be. But yet the Gemara seems to be content that by the two wives we can say Zikki Kiknusa to be determined. And Avram is going to ask me prayer in a minute.
No, I'll do that before, but I'm not foolish. I asked that already three times.
Right. Before. To be determined. But by two brothers, we're not willing to say Zikki Kiknusa to be determined. Again, we're considering one of these wives as married to Shimon, to Levi, whatever you want to make, whichever brother you want to. Right? Even though there are two wives, we don't know which one he's going to end up doing Yibum to.
He can't uproot a mitzvah.
Again, if Reuben dies and there are two brothers, there's still a mitzvah, but it doesn't have the strength of Knusa because we don't know who's going to end up doing it. Correct? Now, Reuben dies and leaves two wives and one brother. Shouldn't it be the same? Just like by two brothers, you don't say Ziki Kiknusa. By two wives, you shouldn't say Ziki Kiknusa.
So what's the result? He should not be able to do even either one of them?
It shouldn't be Kiknusa. The Gemara is saying here that one is Kiknusa. So the Achronim say, again, I can't, that the difference is that by the men, we don't know which, meaning the decision is up to each of the two, whoever jumps first. By the women, they have no decision-making power. The man decides which woman he wants to take. Therefore, even though we don't know who he's going to decide, but we know who is going to decide. And therefore, that's enough to say Ziki Kiknusa on the one that he picks. What?
Similar concept to prayer. Similar.
I said that, right?
But the two you don't say.
By two brothers, you don't say it.
Right.
But by two wives, you do say it.
By two brothers,
you don't know who's going to do it.
Right, that's what I said.
Right. By two wives, you don't know which wife, but he gets to decide. We know who's going to make that decision. By the brothers, we don't know who's going to decide.
That's why
by brothers, we don't say Ziki Kiknusa to two. But by wives, we are willing to say Ziki Kiknusa because we know the decision maker is clear. That's what they want to say. I'm not 100% sure why that should make a difference, but that's what they say.
Hey, Mike Retton?
Yes.
So what is the Torah telling us by telling us that the older of the brothers should be the one that should be... Why is that the priority? What does that mean?
Only a preference.
How do we know it's not... Chazal tells us it's only a preference and not... And not necessarily so.
Correct.
So it's certainly not a stronger Zika of any type.
Correct.
And do you know why is there a preference for the older brother?
The Torah said so.
Okay, thank you.
Something about the height. Here comes another question. Again. We're asking Reb Shimon. Again, Reb Shimon said Piter. And we wanted to say that he doesn't mean Piter by both. He means Piter by one of the two. Because, again, Reuben and Shimon died. Reuben died first, Shimon died second. Levi should be able to do Yibum to Reuben's wife because he's Ziki Kiknusa. Because when Reuben died, as far as the woman was concerned, there was only one brother. And the Gemara answered, you're right, he could do Yibum. And Reb Shimon never meant he can't. But that's not what Reb Shimon says. It's Ay Tanya. Reb Shimon paiter b'shteyim in a chalitzim in ayibum. Shenemar. V'isha l'chaytzu l'sika klitzar. So do not take two sisters. B'shah shenasu tzar ezu l'zu. L'heilach l'kuchen afil l'bachas man. Reb Shimon holds this exeris akasim. That when two sisters fall in ayibum, you're not allowed to do, there's no mitzvah of ayibum. Even though you're not married to any of them. You have a mitzvah of Yibum to sister A and a mitzvah of Yibum to sister B. When two sisters are coming together, loy tikach, no mitzvah of Yibum and no mitzvah of Chalitza. Anuk zeres akasav. Reuben and Shimon died. Reuben died on January 1st, Shimon died on February 1st. Two sisters are falling for Yibum Malevi. He's not related to any of them. But they're both waiting for Yibum. Dr. Shimon, there's a zeres akasav that says that when two sisters or a mother and a daughter wait for Yibum, no mitzvah of Yibum to either of them. Not because of Zika, and not because of Kiknusa, it's just the Torah said, whenever two Erebus are waiting for Yibum, you're not related to any of them. We don't want you doing Yibum and Chalitza. There's no mitzvah. What?
It happened simultaneously. It didn't happen simultaneously.
Exactly. That's the Kasha. So we see you don't say Zika and Kiknusa. Because if you said Ziki Kiknusa, it shouldn't be true. It's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Zabtrashi, the Shoshin Achzas, Akis Sarazul Zuk, and Hachashinov Lusayab and Bechon, They're both pater. And for the Gemara is going to try the following. The Gemara is going to answer that you're right. If Reuben died January 1st and Shimon died February 1st, there's a mitzvah of Levi can be Miyab and Reuben's wife. Zikir Kitnusa. But if they both died on the same minute, they were Rachmana Litzlan in the same car that crashed, and Reuben and Shimon died simultaneously, then there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That's what Reb Shimon means. Reb Shimon paita b'shnehen if they died simultaneously. Now, can that happen? That's a machloikah, called Efshel Tzamtzim or Efshel Tzamtzim. Can two things really happen exactly simultaneously? What? That doesn't make a difference. You still would have to give chalitza. Because if it's only pater, they die simultaneous. If they didn't die simultaneous, one of them would be chayav and chalitza.
You don't know
which one. So you give chalitza to both. Rav Shimon said you pater completely. Dr. Gemara can either Allah Amar Avash. Either Novel Bazakhazah. Let me just finish this line. Either Novel Bazakhazah, they've died subsequently. Hachinami. He was able to do Yibum to the first one. Hachimaitkin in the Novel Bazakhazah. Rav Shimon, Savalach Rav Yasiak Livi, the Amar Efshel Tzamtzim. Shimon holds that when things happen to us look simultaneous, it was simultaneous. This is the Machloikis Tanoim. When things look simultaneous, do I say it was simultaneous, or do I say no, it was not a separate simultaneous? We don't know which one, but one of them was first. So Rav Shimon holds it's possible to say it was simultaneous. If it looked simultaneous, it was simultaneous. And therefore, they both are part of Chalitza and Yibum. Rashi. Zog Rashi, Eden Abba B'Zachazu, Hachinami Tziki Kiknus Tadamya, V'Kamayit Tadinavla Mitzav Emes. The first one would get Yibum. Afilu Lachin Afilu Shniyam, even after Shimon dies. Where is this case? You have an animal that never had a firstborn. Firstborn male of an animal is a Bechor, goes to the Kayan. The animal gave birth to twins. And to us it looked like the twins came out simultaneous. The Rabbanan say, one of these twins is the Bechor, the other one is not. And therefore, one belongs to the Kayan, one does not, and there's a formula of what to do. Yitzhak Lili says they're both firstborn. They were born simultaneous. That's what it looks to us like. That's what happens. And the Kayan gets both. But they're both firstborn. Nothing about the Drashi, but Chayash Rachel Shlei Bikra. A sheep that didn't have an offspring yet. The Yodah Shnei Tcharim gave birth to two males. The Yodah Shnei Rashim Ke'echad. The heads came out simultaneous. The Yodah Shnei Rashim Ke'echad. The Yodah Shnei says, they're both firstborn, they both go to the Kayan. Kamim Aimrim, Echad Loi, the Echad Lekayan. One goes to him, one goes to the Kayan. The Epshel Tzamtzim Velosis Shneim Ke'echad. It's impossible that it's simultaneous. El Echad Yaitze Rishon Apaitis Arechem. One was the one that broke the womb, and therefore it's the Bechor, Vashayni Chulun. Shimli Yediyah Haiminai, we don't know which one is which. Tavayu Safik Bechiris. They both are considered Safik Bechor. Nice and Echad Lekayan. Give one to the Kayan and say, listen, this might have been the firstborn, it might not. Take it. Vashayni Yirachi Yisav. The second one can't be eaten because it might be a b'chor, and that's a carbon. You have to wait till it gets a mum. The yoichem a mum b'balabayah. The achanami Reb Shimon saver Reb Shimon efshel tamsim misis shnei achim ke'echad. It's possible that both deaths happen simultaneously. The lack of chodet and heavy rishayna. There's no first. Shnei b'turis yalum tami litzra. The ilav k'Reb Yitzchak Lili. If he doesn't agree to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili that what looks simultaneous is simultaneous, have a lechazer rishayna, l'idea haiminayu. We wouldn't know which husband died first, but havayi libay chalitza bochinit chalitza. So this is a basic argument. When two things look simultaneous, could they have happened simultaneously or not? Rabbanim say it didn't happen simultaneous. There's no such thing. And Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says, if it looks simultaneous, the Torah wants to treat you as simultaneous. We don't sit there with an electronic clock to the thousandth of a second. To us, it looked like it was simultaneous. Dr. Beisak, really, the Torah says, if it looks simultaneous, it is simultaneous. And everybody say, it's not simultaneous, it's a suffix. So So this is here too. Reuben and Shimon, Rachmana Lassan, in the same car, and they got killed. One bang. So they both died at the same second. And Shimon agrees. Therefore, both wives fall at the same time. There's no Ziki Kiknusa here. Two Arabs falling at the same time. Therefore, the halacha is, there is Hakasuf. They have two Arabs fall at the same time. No mitzvah of Yibum. Rabbanon don't agree to that halacha. They say there's a mitzvah of Yibum. You can't do Yibum because it's Hakasuf Kukasai. But there's a mitzvah of Yibum. They don't agree to that Zeris Hakasuf, that shot in the pasuk. Therefore, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And there's a mitzvah of Yibum, you do Chalitza. That's what Shimon learned from Slitzikach Litzra. What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying, this is the case of terrorist teaching.
That's what Shimon says, yeah. You can take your complaints then. So to review Rav Ishi Ashita, how he learns of Shimon, because we're now going to say a different Shimon. Rav Ishi holds, Rav Shimon holds, that when Reuben dies, and there's only one brother, she's already skooka to him. And if another brother is born after that, he meets her as Mrs. Shimon, not as Mrs. Reuben, because Ziki Kiknusa made her Mrs. Shimon. That's when there's one brother. When there's two brothers, there's no Ziki Kiknusa. Therefore, if Reuben dies and Shimon and Yehuda are around, and then Levi is born, before any of them did Yibum, it would be Ashes Alchem Shleim by Lamai. Because the bond did not create a Mrs. anybody, because there were two brothers. Then we had all kinds of brises that were problems. We got out of them when the brises said that if a woman and a husband, a daughter, two sisters fall to Yibum, Rav Shimon does not allow Yibum or Chalitza to any of them. He's only talking about in a case when it happened simultaneous. Had it not happened simultaneous, the first one would have been considered married to Levi, he could do Yibum, and the second one would have been pastor because of Achais Ishta. But since it happened simultaneous, Ziki Kiknusa cannot happen simultaneously with two sisters. So really, there should be a mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. But Rav Shimon has exeris hakasuf that when two Arabs fall together, there's no mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. That is the first explanation in Rav Shimon. Because the Torah said, the Isha l'achaisu l'sikach litzra. And when two sisters fall together, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That's how Rav Shimon learned from the pasuk. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's pshat number one in Reb Shimon, and now we're going to get to pshat number two in Reb Shimon. No, it's not. It's work. Achaisa Kikas is a drabana. We're saying there's no biblical mitzvah. If there had been a biblical mitzvah, you would have to do chalitza. Again, Achaisa Kikas is a drabana. Unless you say Ziki Kiknusa. But they died simultaneous. You can't say Ziki Kiknusa on two sisters. They're married. How can you say Ziki Kiknusa to both? You can't be married to two sisters. So now you get involved in the rabbinic Achai Ziki Kiknusa. So there should be a mitzvah chalitza. But since the pasuk says "Lesikach Litzra," it took away the mitzvah. This is all predicated on Rav Ishi's pshat that Reb Shimon holds that if Reuven dies and Levi is born, and Shimon does Yibum and then dies, Levi can be Miyab Shimon's wife or the Reuven's wife because Zikya Kiknusa. All predicated on Rav Ishi's pshat. Rav Shimon never said those words. It was Rav Ishi who learned our Mishnah, and he said, hey, we have two cases in our Mishnah. Right? Rav Shimon is arguing on both of them. And the only way we can explain it is because of Ziki Kiknusa. But Rav Ishi is the one that said this. Papa Amar. Yeah, 100%. Doesn't exist. Ziki Kiknusa. Ziki Kiknusa is biblical. That's rabbinic. The major difference between biblical and rabbinic. This is all, again, as I mentioned a moment ago, Rav Aishia's shot and Rav Shimon. Now, there was something that drove Rav Aishia to say this. What drove him was, why did we need the first Mishnah? If Rav Shimon only argues in the second Mishnah, when Shimon was Miyabim, and then Levi was born, so only bring that Mishnah. Because Rabbanan who say, even that's Aishia's Zachar Shalayim by Lamai, which for sure say it's this. And Rav Shimon is only arguing in this case. The fact that the Mishnah bought two cases means Rav Shimon argues in both. That's what Rav Aishia had said. And that's what forced him to say Rav Shimon holds Hiki Kiknusim, and that's what drove this whole Amud of Gemara. Rav Papa Amar, he disagrees. He says Rav Shimon does not argue on the case when Levi was born prior to Shimon's Yibum. He agrees that's Aishas Akam Shalayim by Lamai. There's no Ziki Kiknusim. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, dies, Levi cannot do Yibum or Chalitza. It's Aishas Akim Shlahayim by Lamai. Reuven's wife is ushered to him. The only time if Shimon argues is if Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born. So when Levi was born, she was Mrs. Shimon. If Levi met her as Mrs. Reuven, I don't say Ziki Kiknusa, I don't say anything. Levi met her as his brother's wife that he didn't share the world with. She becomes an Erevah to him, remains an Erevah permanently. And if Shimon does Yibum, it's not going to change anything. Unlike Rav Aishia, who said Rav Shimon even argues in that case, Rav Papa disagrees. Rav Papa Amar, B'Yibum V'Akach Noilet Polig Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon only argues when Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born. B'Noilet V'Akach Yavim, Loi Polig. Aye, so why did the Mishnah say two cases? You're right, they're both telling you the sheets of the Rabbanan, and the first case is superfluous, but sometimes Mishnah is right this way. Smaller Kiddush, bigger Kiddush. And once you have the bigger Kiddush, you don't need the smaller Kiddush. But Mishnah will do that. They will tell you the case that's simpler, and that's the case when Levi was born first. And then they'll say, the Rabbanan say, even if Levi was born after the Yibum, and Rav Shimon argues in the second case. Why did you mention the first case? No reason. It's called the Loi Zu Avzu. The Mishnah will tell you a smaller case than a bigger case. Once it told you the bigger case, the first case is superfluous. But that's how Mishnah's style is. And therefore, the whole kasha that drove Rav Aishia to say that Rav Shimon argues in the first case and Ziki Kiknusa, not Negeya. Rav Shimon does not argue in the first case, he does not hold Ziki Kiknusa, he agrees that if Levi is born first, it's Aser. He only argues if Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born, he considers it Mrs. Shimon, and the Rabbanan say she still Mrs. Reuven. That's all. Rashi. Rabbi Leal Mahadri, he's going back to the beginning. He says it's both written for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you putter either case, whether Levi's born first or Levi's born second. After the Yibum, the Kikashalach, what would the Reish Shalomali? What's the Kiddush of the Reish of Pshita? The Benayla, the Messiah, Yavim Pater. For sure, if Levi is born first, Loizu Avzuk Tori. Claimer, Ashminim Bereish and Nayla, the Messiah, Yavim. The first, the Mishnah told you the simple case, where Levi was born first. Vahadatana Yavim, the Messiah, Nayla. Laimer Lach, it's a way of expression. Loizu Bavad, the Nayla, the Messiah, Yavim Tura. Not only is she Pater if Levi was born first, so we have a machloikas amaroyim. How to understand Rav Shimon? All the questions that we had in Rav Aishia are gone, according to our papa. There's no ziki kiknusa. There's no difference one brother or two brothers. You don't have to say simultaneously. None of this has to be said. Doesn't make a difference if this Reuven dies and Shimon is around. And Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum. If Shimon agrees, sir, there's no Ziki Kiknusa. All the terutzim that we had to say was built on Rav Aishia's halacha that Rav Shimon argues even in the case where Levi was born first. Therefore, you have to say Ziki Kiknusa. And therefore, you had all the questions. If you don't say it, you have no questions. What drove Rav Aishia was that the first case is superfluous. You're right, it is. But that's how Mishnah is right. Small Kiddush. Big Kiddush. Once you have the big Kiddush, the small Kiddush is superfluous. What? In the case when Levi is born first, that it's Aishas Akam Shlahei by Lamai.
And what happens when Shimon is Shimon dies now, the
it's Tzara Zerb.
Tzara Zerb.
It's only in the second case, where Shimon did Yibum first, there Reb Shimon argues.
Gets knocked off. He doesn't, there's no...
It's not Reuben's wife anymore.
And then either one, he can be Miyama. There's no...
Correct. He can be Miyama either one, there's no Erva. He never knew her as Reuben's wife. Which is the way we would have understood Reb Shimon before Reb Aisha came along. Reb Aisha came along and introduced Zika Kiknusa.
Why can't you marry both?
You can't marry, you can't be Miyab and more than one wife out of the brother's wives. No, you don't need Khalid. Shimon did Yibo. Again, Reuben died, Shimon did Yibo.
And then Levi.
No problem.
So
they
need to do either one. Either one, not both.
Right.
And the other one just goes straight?
Yeah, what happens if Reuben dies and has two wives? A regular case. A brother dies, has two wives. You pick one and the other one goes three. There's only one mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza Tulan.
Who's
that person? Yeah. You only have a mitzvah of Yibum to one, not to two. You're not allowed to do Yibum to both. Why not? That's Tzaras Tzarzayin. If she married another brother, it would be Tzaras Tzarzayin. It goes forever.
So I have a scenario like this. Reuben dies and leaves over wife, and then ladies born before Shimon does Yibum.
Correct.
He marries, she does Yibum, and now Reuben's wife dies. She died.
Doesn't make a difference. She's always a tzaret. Meaning, she died and then Shimon
died.
That is the mutter. The Mishnah. Mishnah, the first Mishnah. That if the Erva dies before the second one falls with Yibum, we had it in the Gemara and Dr. Gimel said that it's a machloikis. One man Yaman said it's a machloikis, but our Mishnah clearly says we go at the time of death. We look at the time of death, not at the fact that they're a co-wife. We had a Dr. Gimel Manav, there was a Mishnah later on, and one man the Emma wanted to say, soon if we look at the time if they were ever to co-wives. But our Mishnah says clearly we look at the time of death.
But this has nothing to do with Rabbanan Reb Shimon. I mean, right?
It's nothing to do with Rabbanan Reb Shimon. According to Vaishya, if Reuben died, she's automatically Shimon's wife. Zikhi Kiknusa. And Levi never meets her as Reuben's wife,
right.
So she's not an heir. But Rav Papa argues with Rav Aishi. He says there's no such thing. There's no such thing as Zikhi Kiknusa. He disagrees with him. It's a very basic, huge machloikis in Pshat and Rav Shimon. Now, in tomorrow's Gemara, we're going to see that we have a riot to Rav Papa and we slug up Rav Aishi. Meaning, after spending an amma defending Rav Aishi, we're going to slug up Rav Aishi, and at the end of the day, Tzaten Reb Shimon is going to be like Rav Papa. He only argues in the second case. He does not argue in the first case. Stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow.